AccuWeather forecast, clouds and sun, high today around 68. Members of the Mount Pleasant Village Board meeting to brainstorm ways of trying to reduce the proposed 2017 budget, originally coming in nearly $2.5 million more than this year's spending plan. Department head suggestions reduce the increase to about $1.3 million. Trustee Gary Feast arguing that the village is just not growing, and that would spread the tax burden around.
Our bills seem to be growing, but our resident population does not proportionally seem to be growing. So there's a disconnect from that perspective, in my opinion, that we need to just, I don't want to say exist and survive, but because again, I don't mind asking residents to pay a little more for services and amenities, but that how much more?
But Village President Jerry Garski warned of consequences should the board try to pass a budget with, say, an 11% increase in the levy.
If there's 11%, Tim will have to have at least five officers this meeting. They will hit the ceiling. Could be out for blood.
Tim being Tim Zarzecki, the police chief and the interim village administrator. Trustee Sonny Haven said the village can't keep holding the line on taxes and continue to offer the services the residents want.
If we don't raise taxes, next year is going to get worse. A lot worse. We cannot keep going like we're doing.
Borrowing to pay for certain equipment purchases, hiring a human resources consultant next year, not replacing a payroll clerk, waiting on an HR director until 2018, even tapping undesignated reserves, some of the suggestions. The village board likely going to hear from a few taxpayers at their next regular meeting, not to mention the public hearing. Wisconsin's largest business group did a little survey, and it says that Harley-Davidson motorcycles with the new Milwaukee 8 engines, that's the coolest thing made in the entire state. Jim Pewis with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the motorcycles beat out Johnsonville Sausage Brats and the Navy combat ships built by Marinette Marine.
It's surprising when you see the quantity and the quality and diversity of the products that are made in Wisconsin. It's breathtaking. And it's high-quality stuff. And the fun thing about this competition is it's a fun way to celebrate something that is very serious, and that's manufacturing.
The group had more than 200 nominations for the Coolest Thing Award, put them out for the public to offer their thoughts. Over 20,000 votes were received. Well, if the airlines delay scrutinizing your bags, you may be getting a check of your own. Michael Descano reports on proposed new regulations from the Department of Transportation.
DOT is proposing that airlines be required to refund fees when checked bags are substantially delayed. The department is also issuing a rule forcing airlines to report flight delays by all the planes that fly under their banner. Major carriers haven't been including flights operated by regional carriers for them in their performance reports. Consumer advocates say that makes their records look better than they really are. The department is also issuing a rule prohibiting online ticketing services from favoring one airline over another. And this one, for the first time, airlines will have to report how many wheelchairs they mishandle. Michael Toscano, Washington.
And Governor Scott Walker hinting that he may not seek a fourth term. Now he's nearing the midway point of only his second term and has been expected to run for maybe a third four-year term in November of 2018. The governor telling a Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce crowd that his wife would kill him if he served beyond another 6 years, adding that former Governor Tommy Thompson's record is safe. Calling out a template for Sturtevant's future, Village Administrator Mary Cole presented her proposed 2017 budget to the Village Board last night. It includes a substantial decrease in taxes for Village residents. So the closure of the very successful tax incremental district for Renaissance Business Park going to let the Village come back from the cuts that were needed to balance the budgets in the past. Closure of the TID means the equalized value of the Village has risen by 40%.
That makes up for 40% of our value, which now we're able to levy for general services, which we weren't before, because keep in mind with the tax increment district, that was all for to pay for debt, to pay for projects within that district. So you did add 40% to your equalized value, and that will actually be into the whole equalized value of the village. So that will affect tax rates from Unified, Gateway, all the taxing jurisdictions, the state, the county.
The proposed budget also has an 18% decrease in the mill rate.
If you would have taken that same $150,000 house with what we levied in 20 for the 2016 budget, it'd be $1,338. So those property owners are looking at a savings of about $241.50, and that's just in the village portion of the taxes. Again, we won't know what Gateway, the state, Unified, the county is until November.
The Village Board to begin its review of the budget next Tuesday. The public hearing is November the 15th. The FBI says a Racine woman pimped her 16 and 17-year-old daughters. She was among nearly two dozen arrested by the agency as part of an international sting operation. 11 children between the ages of 14 and 17 rescued in what's been called Operation Cross Country. The 16 and 17-year-old girls telling the FBI that their mother was their pimp and that she had rented out their brother's room to a registered sex offender. Take note that Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, the candidates for Racine County District Attorney are scheduled to appear together on the Cabranes Legal Hour here on AM 1400 WRJN. Deputy DA Trish Hansen and Kenosha County's Assistant DA Tom Binger going to be answering questions from WRJN listeners as well as each other. Winner of the November 8th election to replace current DA Rich Schepetti, who decided against re-election. Racine's Common Council last night, after having earlier rejected a call for a committee of the whole meeting on the gift from the Rotary Club and renaming Festival Park to Paul P. Harris Rotary Park, okayed it and along with the name change last night. Rotary's donation, $100,000, toward creating a permanent stage at the lakefront site, the name change only for the park area, not the building. Past Racine Rotary Club President Steve Donovan told the Park and Rec Board recently, change for the site will tie into creation of a Paul P. Harris trail going up around the country.
There's only one Paul P. Harris, and there will always only be one Paul P. Harris. And guess what? He was only born in one place, right here in Racine, Wisconsin. So with social media and the internet and everything else, if you're in Japan, you Google Paul P. Harris, how cool is it to see born in Racine, Wisconsin, and there's a park named after him.
Civic Center Commission member Eric Hillary said the name change could help to re-energize the park.
We could bring people to the park via the trail or how they want to start it, but also if we have this facility, we also have the ability to, you know, create a jazz in the park feeling or, you know, other things in the park, and it's not just that stigma of a festival park. And that's what we as a commission and as a group are trying to get rid of, because that seems to be our number one complaint is, well, it's for festivals. Why aren't there festivals there every day of the week?
City's going to contribute $50,000 in capital money toward the stage project. Kenosha's Police and Fire Commission announcing the names of three internal finalists for the job of fire chief. They are Battalion Chiefs Matt Herder and Kenneth Schrader, along with Captain Charles Leipzig Jr. More interviews are scheduled next week, a decision possibly sometime after that. The search process began with a list of 13 candidates, all of them internal. Police in the village of Pleasant Prairie arrested a man from Milwaukee for allegedly taking some $800 worth of high-end perfume from a beauty supply store on 77th Street. 28-year-old Anthony Toma, reportedly recognized by store employees from a similar theft a week earlier. Aside from smelling really nice, a police official noted that the bags used to transport the perfume had been lined with aluminum foil to try to get around theft detection equipment. Racine County's executive committee with no recommendation when their meeting ended last night on the proposed event center for Racine's lakefront, the city having pitched the county for a $15 million investment, the discussion beginning with 30 minutes behind closed doors and then 2 hours of public discourse. Chicago consultant Rob Humden, whose company's analysis raised a lot of questions for panel members, well, he said it's more than just a sports arena you're looking at, and it would help local businesses.
You can make Racine a place that is compelling, a place that people want to live, work, and play and visit. You can also screw it up. So, you know, that's the next shot at it is, you know, figuring out, do you want to take the next step of studying it and working, you know, being an active participant, or you can, I guess, sit on the sidelines and not participate. I don't have a dog in this hunt. I don't care.
Supervisor Monty Osterman in the audience noted his business is downtown and bringing people to the area remains key.
You have a lot of businesses, a lot of buildings closed for rent available right now downtown. When you create this opportunity, that filter will happen. It will benefit the businesses. That osmosis will occur. The kernels will start to pop. And I can tell you that businesses will spring up, storefronts will be rented, and that's where you start to make your money.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, though, said his biggest concern, a potential economic downturn and this financial commitment then killing future plans.
Just given historical data, that's going to be a big problem. And I guess that's more of a thought to everybody. And I think this idea has merit, and I've said that from the beginning, but boy, if we're stuck with a $30 million amortization between the two communities, or if it's just city, that locks us into doing nothing for 20 years.
Supervisor Janet Bernberg talking about a solid contract that would be needed, also not sure if a positive working relationship was possible with the city of Racine. County Board Chairman Rusty Clark said he would be talking more with the vice chair and the Corporation Council about some remaining concerns and would schedule another meeting. It's not going to happen for maybe another 4 to 5 years if it does at all, but the State Department of Transportation and the powers that be have decided that the Caledonia intersection of Highway 38 and 5 Mile Road needs a roundabout. Back in July, the Village Board heard a pitch for a roundabout from a DOT engineer due to problems with accidents at the intersection, but then the board voted to put the issue into the circular file, if you will, or so they thought. Now comes word the DOT's informed Village leadership the roundabout will be constructed, cost of up to $2.5 million, most of it coming from the federal government. Designs will be presented first to the public at some point in the future. Fiat Chrysler recalling newer model Jeep Wrangler SUVs in this country and in Canada. The airbags may not inflate in a crash.
No crashes or injuries reported, but more than 200,000 2016 and 2017 Wranglers are being recalled. In government documents, the automaker says it found in crash tests that wiring to a sensor can come loose and cut off signals to the airbag computer. If that happens, the self-tightening seatbelt mechanisms won't work, and the airbags won't deploy. I'm Jan Johnson.
In Milton, Wisconsin, officials considering a $30 wheel tax for city residents trying to pay for road maintenance and improvements, making up for a lack of state road funding. If approved by the city council with a proposed 2017 budget, it would be the highest wheel tax in the state. Neighboring Janesville has a $20 wheel tax. As part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Departments of Children and Families and Corrections are both urging people to wear purple tomorrow as a sign of their commitment to end the cycle of domestic violence and show support for victims and their families. Last year, Wisconsin lost 58 people through domestic violence, 48 as victims of homicide. Domestic violence affects tens of thousands of women, children, and men in the state every year, some 2,500 victims having to seek life-saving assistance and shelter. And the Rock County Sheriff's Department is going to be retiring K-9 Deputy Dex next week after 6 years with the department. K-9 program was actually reintroduced in April of 2010. Dex was the first dog for the unit, teaming up with Deputy Sean Nolan these past 6 years. Dex has done work for patrol, SWAT, and the Special Investigation Unit. There will be a formal retirement ceremony next week. Rock County still has a dog, K-9 Sasha, and is in the process of getting Dex's replacement. Dex, meanwhile, will spend the rest of his days with Deputy Nolan and his family. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.